I think we found the kick and scrabble and got to where we need to be. So that's the end of the Habitat report.
Thank you. And thank you, Michelle, for all of your work. Our next item, are we going on to priorities now? Paul Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And tab one, or I think it's item number five, is a draft listing of actions, management actions for consideration for 2013. In terms of process, this is the council's first look. Staff developed these draft alternatives. They haven't been looked at by anyone except staff. The purpose of today is for you to look at them, make sure, see if you have anything to them. You may want to take some things off, but the idea is that we have a full list for the council to consider, vote up or down, above the line, below the line, at the November council meeting. Whatever is added or subtracted today will be brought to the executive committee for further looking at resources and whatever needs to be done, and then we'll go to the NRCC in early November to make sure that the Science Center and region have appropriate resources to meet our needs, and then we vote on them in November. So anyway, if you look at the list under groundfish, there are 9 different priority actions. If you look at number 6, consider trading of quota under U.S.-Canada. We passed that motion today to look at it from a Framework 48 standpoint, but we still need, I think, some longer look at the longer term impacts and more development, I think, will develop as the TMGC does its work. So there are 9 priorities under groundfish. Currently, there are 2 people assigned to groundfish. If you look at monkfish, we have 2 priorities. Continue with the IFQ program. And in these, I've the legal requirements. So you can see that there's a legal requirement to set specs for 2014 to 16 next year. And on the groundfish, there's also legal requirements to set specs for U.S. Canada stocks in 2014, and also do some required rebuilding programs for Gulf of Maine cod, etc. Sturgeon, we will look at that. Not a full-time year, not a full-time position. We'll look at the biological opinion when we get it. The chair has established a committee already, and that pretty much is a requirement as well. Sea scallops, there are 6 different alternatives for you to consider. The 6th one there of note is a letter that we've received 2 years in a row, I think, from Ray Starvish about the exemption program. We really don't have a feel for how the industry as a whole considers moving into that one. You might want to get input on that. But there are 6 different alternatives for scallops for your consideration. On the second page, herring, I note that there are 4 alternatives. Based on the herring committee motion, they will be working on the specs for 2013, 14, and 15 into the early year, probably January and February. And those specs will include alternatives to address Amendment 4 to the court order. And the second bullet there includes alternatives to establish river herring caps. The herring committee has recommended that be a separate action. So if you'd put a 2 next to include alternatives to establish river herring, that would be a second alternative, a second management action. A 3rd action would be looking at the further development of monitoring program, how to pay for observers. which was a requirement under Amendment 5. And the fourth priority to look at would be to consider river herring and shad as part of the fishery, similar to the amendment that the Mid-Atlantic is doing. Ecosystem-based management, we put on delay from last year, and we still have the same three phases and the same effort to do as a priority for ecosystem management for consideration. SBRM is basically a requirement based on the lawsuit. We look at it as a part-time work that should be completed. Whiting, full-time work, continue to prepare the amendment. Skates, a legal requirement to set specs. Red crab, a legal requirement to set specs. Habitat, two priorities, continue the habitat amendment, and then following that, continue with deep sea coral amendment. Research steering, continue. SSC, continue to support the SSC. Continue enforcement safety in VMS. Hagfish, we've been delaying hagfish as a priority to prepare a hagfish plan for a number of years. And then some other actions that had one time been talked about is to develop a strategy for overall monitoring and observers. How should we be developing observer coverage, monitoring coverage, comprehensively across all our plans, and also look at an amendment to look at recommendations to simplify the baseline and upgrade provisions now that we're going more towards output controls. Do we really need those 10% upgrade restrictions? And then looking at just the following year, 2014, we'll be looking at groundfish specs, scallop specs, waiting and skate annual monitoring. Now, I know there was a scallop motion to look at specs again, and you might want to add that. So you can see, and I went through that briefly because we're running late, but this is our first meeting. Let's look at these. Do you want to add some actions that staff has missed? Do you want to take some off the table that might need limited debate because the full debate will be in November? And just to give you an idea about the workload, if you throw that other slide up there, Karen, primarily, I was looking at staff, and we have five full-time, I'm trying to think of how I did that. We have seven technical staff and four assistants, and if you include, that's including the deputy. So basically, I'm roughly saying we can do six full-time actions plus all the part-time legally required actions. And those six would be groundfish, monkfish, scallops, that's three, herring four, habitat five. Now, and we can do as part-time with those same staff, SBRM amendment, skates, and red crab as part-time. So that leaves ecosystem management and whiting as you can pick one of those. So that's basically looking at the resources we have and what I think we can accomplish for our full-time monkfish scallops and then either ecosystem management or whiting for November to look at those two. Now, and then also as you look through groundfish nine actions, sea scallops, six actions, and all that kind of stuff. We certainly can't do all those with assigning the three people or two plus people we have to groundfish now might be able to do two or three actions. So you'll need to prioritize those, if that's clear. So that's about where we are. This is the first draft. Look at it. You want to add things, and what things do you think we can subtract for vote in November? And all staff is here to answer any questions about workload.
We're going to have a cut at this, right, Paul, at the executive committee?
Yes.
It just seems to me that at this point, the the biggest thing would be for us to get things in there and then...
Anything you want to add.
Rather than going through and subtracting as well as adding. Tom?
Thanks. That's pretty much exactly what I was going to say for the purposes of this discussion. And also, sort of following up on my earlier request from additional resources from John and the service, I think we should think big. I definitely don't want to take anything off the table right now. We can do that later when we realize that Paul's numbers on how many staff we have are accurate. We might double our staff. John's got it in him. So what I'd like to, with that in mind, one of the things that I've seen over... See? I'm spending somebody else's money. It feels great. One of the things that we've seen over the last few years with the skate wing fishery is how hard it is to manage an open access fishery in the world that we currently live in under ACLs. And, you know, we've seen trip limits set too high. We've seen trip limits set too low. We've seen emergency action requests to make sure that we didn't undershoot or underutilize our quotas. We've seen, you know, we've transitioned to a split season now. You know, the underlying problem is that we have an open access fishery that's valuable, and the people who are depending on that can't make business plans, and they can't make a living depending on that fishery. I think everybody around this table has encountered this problem somewhere. If I could fix your shrimp issue today and put it on the priorities, I would. But it's basically the same issue. So with all that said, I think we need to take a crack at considering limited access in the skate wing fishery for the purposes of stabilizing that fishery and making it something that people can rely on, make a business plan around, that we fully utilize the resource without these wild swings from year to year. So I'm under the skate item on the straw man here. I'd like to add a bullet to prepare an amendment to consider limited access for the skate wing fishery.
Laura.
I just had a question for John Bullard, and it really follows up on Tom. And I guess we're starting to read each other's minds now that we've spent so much time together. Is there any precedent for perhaps loaning staff to council staff? As we've discussed, there seems to be some areas that perhaps could be reallocated from Nero to the council. For instance, there are a lot of people looking at Atlantic salmon, and there aren't a lot of wild Atlantic salmon in Maine these days. So just to throw an example out there, meaning no disrespect to their work, of course. But just wondering, is there any precedent for perhaps some labor sharing?
I've been on the job 8 weeks, so precedent is a word that I'm not familiar with. So I don't know, George, when you know about that.
There probably have been instances where somebody might have been detailed on a short term to help out our project, but I just want to point out we labor share now. I mean, we staff PDTs and FMATs for two councils, not just this one, and we work on those actions, and so do the center staff with the council staff in getting that work done and getting it in place. So, you know, If you take people and put them at the council, then you take away the people who need to do the work to get it implemented and monitored and so on at our end. So I think we need to be as efficient as we can to work to make everything happen. But I don't think it's a question of shifting bodies.
Well, let me also add another big word besides precedent, and that is sequestration. You heard of fiscal cliff and so on. People have said, you know, that we're going to balance the budget sometime after the election, and that's called sequestration. And that means that discretionary spending is going to be cut by $100 billion after election, which is in November. So discretionary spending is what NOAA is, and it's also what the council is. So, you know, pay attention to that. It'll make lots of things more difficult. But these priorities, which are the council's, you know, are also ours. So But we're all, the reason we're all here, and there's a lot more from the regional office, you know, scattered in among the audience. We want to get these things done, too. So, you know, we want to help, as does Bill Clark, get these things done. So somehow or other, we'll figure out how to get these things working together, get them done.
Terry Alexander.
I noticed on the groundfish there was no mention of the mitigating measures for that year's brown fishery. Is this a place where that should be, or I mean, there's really nothing here that mentions it.
Ground on the groundfish.
I think we're going to get them out the door before.
Okay.
Right. Before that.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Mary Beth.
I think we need to deal with this motion before I raise my hand for another.
Oh, that's been sitting up there. I'm losing it. Or I've lost it. Okay. Oh, that's not a motion. No, we're doing this by, you know, we just, anybody object putting the skates thing in there? Okay, next.
I'm not objecting, but is the intent just for the skate wing fishery or for the skate fishery?
Skate fishery, right?
If people feel like that would be well received, I don't really talk to those guys, to be honest. If that's something that those guys have discussed, I know that they have had less impacts from the swings because of how they manage their markets. But if we're going to consider that, I'm happy to say just the skate fishery.
Mary Beth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I guess I would just note that the motion that we passed, Tom's motion dealing with scallops, would need to be added to the list for scallops. And then I do have a committee motion that on priorities from the scallop committee that Karen could put up, even though you're not really taking motions. If people just want to include it by you know, consensus, I think that'd be fine. But if Karen could put it up, we could read it. And actually, I did read this yesterday, and then we decided it was more appropriate for this discussion. And it did initiate with the AP, but it is an issue that the committee has discussed several times as well. And it would be to have our current framework 24 be for a one-year framework and to do another framework in 2013. And the primary reason for these discussions have been all these emergency actions that we're taking. Can't seem to really, we move towards a two-year spec process, but it doesn't seem to be functioning very well. And we keep coming back and having to ask for emergency actions, and the projections that we make in access areas in the out year often have not worked. We have a significant recruitment event in the Mid-Atlantic that we need to make sure that we're, you know, managing that correctly. And after going back and forth on this particular issue of one-year and two-year specs, both the AP and the committee decided that, at least in the short term, for this year and next, we should be doing one-year package.
Anybody object? Okay. I'm just trying to keep this going because we have another whole presentation and another whole action after this. So,
just clarification in that reference to the in that second bullet, it says IFQ. What does that reference?
Paul had the same question, and we figured we'd figure it out.
Because I noticed already on the scallop list where it says. Below the line is consideration of IFQs for the limited access scallop fishery. So, it's on there already below the line. I just wanted to.
I got it.
Below the line.
Yeah. If I could. Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, if I could clarify. I realize what this is. This is the limited access general category. In its specification setting, we need to allocate to them as well. So it's not a new program.
We got it. Anybody else? Okay. We will clean up the list of priorities, and they will be presented to the executive committee and brought back at the November meeting for finalizing. Doug?